cabin, your quality of life. It's important to pick the right contractor, and we're here to try to educate you. You should be picking up some real gems here. Any of you listening to the show should be protected from the nightmare of making the wrong choice. And that's why we're here every single Saturday morning, to earn our right to become your best friend, for you to invite us into your house and help you all along the way. You know, one of the things I like to visit with with homeowners about picking their contractor, we should, if you follow the steps in the 9 o'clock hour, have it pretty well narrowed down. I always like to ask the homeowners to put the contractor to a test and say, show me your scheduling mechanism. Now, for me, that wasn't a big expensive software program. That was just a big monster giant white dry erase board. But I knew where all the crews are going to be all day. John, how do you schedule your jobs? How, as a prospective client, would I know you have a grasp of the resources required to get all the other jobs and my job done?
Right. Well, what's been really convenient for us is just the Google Calendar and what that's done for us, because we can put our employees on that. We can put our deliveries on that. We've also shared that with clients of, this is your project. This is what's going to happen and when. They can get on it by sharing it with them. They can look at it at their computer at home, and that's worked very good for us. But a software like that has been very helpful for us.
If the prospect candidate you're interviewing, if his pickup truck has 47 layers of paper receipts and invoices up on the dashboard, where he only has a narrow vision out of the top of the dashboard to the top of the windshield, and he calls that his scheduling mechanism, buyer beware.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, the way a man keeps a truck tells me a lot about the way he runs a job.
Well, it's chucking a truck is what you just described. Absolutely. As far as scheduling is concerned, our scheduling is done through our production manager, and we review our schedule every morning. And then as a company, we review our schedules on every job once a week. If there's going to be any changes or anything like that, we meet with our clients every week. Our clients know what's going to be happening. If we have to move a crew from day one to day two, you know, the client knows that, and they know it day one or before day one.
Yeah.
So our scheduling is pretty tight, and it's done, as you all know, in the construction industry, I mean, things are constantly in motion. I mean, what was set in stone yesterday, by golly, that stone's gone the next day because of rain, snow, car accident, whatever it may be.
We're not building widgets in a factory. Your house becomes our factory, and we have to assemble all the parts gathered from all corners of the world at your factory, which happens to be your house. So it gets fun, it gets challenging. A big part of this scheduling process, we've got the Hartmans at Diamond Sky and Sedona that do all your work cost plus?
All of it. Well, I would say 90% of it do cost plus.
Okay, and in cost plus, it's very hard for a homeowner to be exposed to being overextended on a job, because y'all do the work, collect the invoices, put your statement together, submit it to the homeowner, and get payment for work completed.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, the way I do it is I ask the homeowner to kind of help me along a little bit. John, do you get a deposit when you start the job? And how should we tell people to pay their remodeler?
Yeah, we collect a deposit at the signing of the contract, and a lot of it depends on the type of project. Is there a lot of materials that need to be ordered up front where we would need a deposit for that, whether it's cabinets or, you know, larger windows? But certainly having a progression in the contract to say at a certain phase, whether it's completed or started, this is when the next payment is due, so that, you know, they could see when they need to be ready to make the payments. And then we provide a statement too for them, so they can see when their payments were made, what's the balance due. An important part of that is how did the change orders affect, if things do change, how that's affecting the bottom dollar as well.
You know, we started a very expensive master bath remodeling project years ago. I believe, if my memory serves me right, which sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, just the plumbing fixtures, just the plumbing fixtures was about $80,000. And I told the homeowner, I said, look, we're going to need to get those on order. They come from Mars. You know, I've never even heard of these brand names before, and we're going to need to get those in ahead of time. So I said, look, I know that's a big check to write. Write a joint check or write the check to the supplier. You don't feel like you have to write that check to me if that makes you uncomfortable. I think joint checks are a very underused method for keeping homeowners a little bit accountable. Tom.
Yeah.
On payment.
Well, on payment, I was going to comment quickly on joint checks.
Do it.
If you feel a need to have a joint check with the contractor, you probably didn't do your selection process
very well. Good point.
And I think that joint checks can be problematic, particularly with the contractor and particularly with the manufacturer, because one has to sign off and the other, and the logistics of it can sometimes be a pain in the neck. But if somebody feels comfortable doing that, we've done it and we will do it. I think one of the things that I hear, the horror stories that I hear the most, is that I gave the contractor half the money down.
Ouch.
And I've given them half the money down, and, you know, they're not here. One of the things that we do is we tie our payments to our schedule. And I think that that's very important.
Similar to loan draws from a bank if you're building a home.
Exactly. Never let your contractor get out in front of you.
It's Rosie on the House. We'll be back with Bob and Gilbert Mingus and Will Cox. And your call at 1-888-767-4348.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.
I'm here again with Micah Panzik, manager of the 911 CPR program at the Arizona Department of Health Services. What's the program's goal?